Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, we're hearing from Dorothy Daniels. Dorothy works at the Longview Public Library and has lived in Longview since she was a young girl. She's going to be sharing stories of what it was like growing up on Nelson Street and the culture that defined what we know as South Longview. Not only will she be talking about the Patilla Hotel, but some of the celebrities that came through that area as well.
Another thing, when I was coming up, Nelson Street was where I lived, and that's in the heart of the south side of town. They denoted areas. Our school was called Southside Elementary. On the north side, across the street from McDonald's, was Northside School. Then when you go, which is now Martin Luther King, it was called 16th Street. But you had two schools on that street that denoted the east side. But everybody came to the school then known as Mary C. Womack for high school. And then when they integrated, those kids went to the white school, Longview High School. But on Nelson Street, you had one of the first, well, only black theater. It didn't last long, but at least we had one for a period of time. And on that street, you had a funeral home. You had Galilee Baptist Church, which is now on High Street, was on Nelson Street. There's another church there by some other denomination. But my grandparents had a hotel, which was called the Patilla Hotel. Across the street from us was the Nichols Hotel. Eventually, that became a restaurant, Whitey Floyd's Restaurant. But at our hotel, during that period of time when they had it, you had people like Louis Armstrong that stayed at our hotel. There were other celebrities, too. They would perform at Rio Palma. I was too young to really remember these people, but I know that this happened. And you had a lot of fights. You had a lot of killings on Nelson Street, but we survived it. You also had a pharmacy on the corner of Nelson, and I believe that's maybe Center Street. You also had two grocery stores, Culver's and Norris Grocery Stores. Those are places where we traded. You had restaurants along the way. You had a barber shop. We even had somebody that had a barber shop in our building. My father worked on repaired watches. He did a lot of, he got a lot of his clientele from a watch shop downtown. During this period of time when I was growing up, you could walk to town. Downtown was full of stores, like the exclusive stores like Riff's, and there was another store, Chris Diamond Dime Store. And in other words, that was the heart of Longview. You had your banks downtown, and you had all of these, you had at least two or three exclusive stores. You had jewelry stores, you had drug stores. So everything was a part, where people came. And then the Dillard's, which is now in the mall, was on the corner of High Street, and I believe it's Methven. So anyway, we could walk to downtown. Also, Sears was where Kilgore College is now, on the corner. And where the library is, you had Home along South Street and even Cotton. They had two theaters downtown, the Arlene, and I can't forget Rembert Theater. And the blacks had to sit up in the loft or roof. Also in Marshall, when I went to college, their theater was that same way. That was during the time when everything was segregated. But I didn't have a problem because I really didn't go to those theaters because we had drive-in movies, and that was family-oriented. And so a lot of people went to drive-in because you could sit in your car and eat popcorn, drink your drinks, take your lunch, or whatever. So it was pretty good experiences.